This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Should circuses with animals be banned in New South Wales? That was on the agenda in New South Wales Parliament yesterday, so it makes sense that we talk about it this morning for All Creatures Great and Small with Serena Faber-Nelson from Pretty Fluffy. Hi, Serena.
Morning, Katrina. Yeah, well, yesterday was a very important day for circus animals in New South Wales. So the New South Wales Parliament was presented with a petition of 10,000 signatures calling for the ban of exotic animals performing in circuses.
Okay, that's pretty interesting. So just for a bit of background knowledge, what sort of animals do we have performing in circuses now in Australia?
Well, across Australia, there still are a number of big top circuses that feature performing animals. They range from your larger exotic species such as elephants, tigers, lions, to smaller animals like monkeys. So what the ban is calling for is for these animals to be removed from these environments, allowing them to relocate to sanctuaries and conservation parks.
Okay, and why are people calling for a ban on animals in circuses? What sort of conditions do they live with?
Well, the easiest way to look at this situation is the fact that these animals simply do not belong in circuses. They belong in the wild. So even if the ringmaster says they're well cared for, they're just not meant to be there. For your average exotic animal in a circus, such as an elephant or a lion, they're kept in small cages. They're forced to travel for months on end around the country with no mental stimulation or freedom to express their natural behaviours. Now, all of these animals are highly intelligent, and in the wild, they have complex social structures. So essentially, the circus for them is like a jail, and it's not a very good one at that. You'll actually notice when you do visit a circus that you can actually see the results of this circus life on the animals. You see the big cats pacing up and down and other animals swaying their heads back and forth. These are essentially coping mechanisms for a life in captivity.
Yeah, and that's just talking about the actual captivity part, not about the performing part of what they have to do.
Yeah, well, that's the second short straw these animals get. So not only are they stuck in these cages, but the reason they're there is to perform. So a lot of these animals go through intensive training sessions and are often abused and threatened with violence to get results. So when you watch one of these animals performing, it's actually come out of fear. Because when you think about it, think about the last time you saw a tiger jump through a flaming hoop in the wild, or an elephant balance on one leg. They're just not natural behaviours. And it's actually quite sad to think that this is the kind of lesson we're teaching our children, that these great creatures are only here for our amusement.
Yeah, well, especially I think when there's so many other alternatives for, you know, a family night out, there's plenty of circuses without animals, aren't there?
Absolutely. The great thing is a number of councils have already banned circuses with exotic animals from their local areas, which has led to a resurgence of amazing circuses that don't have animals. Cirque du Soleil is probably the best known circus worldwide now, but Circus Oz, for example, is a great show that families can enjoy together.
Yeah, that's right. At least you know people are there by choice, hey? The people, are, you know, they've chosen this lifestyle and it's, yeah, it was the animals don't get a say. Yeah, and so what else can people do if they want to get involved with this?
Yeah, well, the best way you can help is by not supporting and not visiting any circus that involves the use of animals. And secondly, you can keep this issue a hot topic by contacting your local, state and federal reps and asking them to support a ban on circus animals. That paves the way for even more debate about this issue and gets these animals just one step closer to living the way nature intended them to be.
Okay, and how can people get more information?
People can head to rspcansw.org.au to find out more. Just follow the links for more information.
Okay. And before I let you go, Serena, I noticed your blog has had a bit of a makeover recently.
Yes, we do have a new look, and we've got a lot of good new features. We've got deal section, DIY projects, shopping guides, and also all of the podcasts from this series are up there as well for people to listen to. So I'd invite everyone to stop by and, yeah, check it out.
Okay, what's the address again?
It's prettyfluffy.com.
Prettyfluffy.com, that's pretty easy to remember. Thanks, Serena.
Thanks, Katrina. Have a good day.
You too.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.